Well, this is a strange turn up.
For two very shy, retiring and, you know, kind of self-conscious couple of DJs to be sat in the studio right now with all these people all around us doing a national radio show. It's quite bizarre, isn't it?
It's very strange because normally we just, you know, just you and me and that's it.
Bunch of records, that's kind of how we like it. But now, look, we've got friends and everything.
I know, actually, we better welcome them because otherwise they'll be thinking, yes. Well, you asked us to come.
Hi, anyway, anyone listening wherever you are at the moment, welcome to our show. It is our final show together. The end is nigh. However, we are going to have quite a party of the next 3 hours. So hopefully, wherever you are, you're going to enjoy everything that's coming at you. So it's our special Christmas party. Do you want to introduce the guests, first of all?
Yes. In no particular order. I don't think it's alphabetical or priority. Sanjeev Bhaskar is here. Hello, Sanjeev.
Hello.
Oh, no, it's definitely priority, I think. It's definitely, yeah. Sanjeev wins.
Oh, okay, there'll be some people who get very cross about that. We're about to have some live music from Nina Nesbitt. Hello, Nina.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
And Nina's pianist. Hello, Nina's pianist. What's your name?
Jamie.
Hello, Jamie. Jamie. Hello, Jamie. We have Jamie here as well. We have more live music a little bit later on from Andy Burrows and Tom Smith. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, that wasn't very enthusiastic, was it?
Hello.
You can leave if you like.
Okay, Christmas atmosphere. This is Smith and Burrows actually reunited in the studio.
Yeah, for anybody who loves When the Thames Froze, we're going to make you cry.
Yeah.
Well, I say we, they're going to make you cry.
And regular show favourites, we have Harry and Chris here, everyone's favourite comedy rap jazz duo. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
No, that was both of you. Oh, yeah. Hello, Harry. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello again.
Okay, so we should say that you guys are here because you're going to do exactly the same thing as you do so good in Edinburgh. You're going to listen to the entire show and then create a poem based only on the events that have happened in the show.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be listening just next door.
Listening just next door. Okay. So anything that happens, it's going to turn into rhyme towards the end of the show. Also, we have a choir because there's a lot of singing to be done. The London Community Gospel Choir will be here. The Reverend Basil Mead.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hello.
Yes. This is what we want.
MBE.
MBE.
MBE. Reverend Basil, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, very well.
How many choir members are you bringing
in? There are about 12. So we're going to fill the space completely out there.
All right.
Very wonderful. Good. And we will have a reading from Matt Hager, who's joined us, one of our show favourites, show regulars. How are you?
Overwhelmed to be here. It's amazing. Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much indeed. He'll be reading from The Truth Pixie. And just, I think, to get us in the mood, well, we'll have the final ever confession. We should mention that as well, so people will be waiting with bated breath for that. We'll have a special celebrity edition of End of Slay, so we need everybody in the room here to join in and play End of Slay.
Yeah, they don't know about that, do they?
Okay, no. Well, hopefully they'll be here towards the end of the show, but we'll have some live music now to kick the whole thing off, I think. Nina, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. It's Nina Nesbitt live on Radio 2.
Current song from Take That, which is Everlasting. It's 5:22. This is our... Do you know that Neil Sedaka song, This Will Be Our Last Song Together? Do you think we should play that?
Would you like to?
It's a little bit old school radio too, I think. I don't think it's target audience.
Do you not? Take That's more up the street. Actually, we're playing They Might Be Giants next. That'll do. That'll be nice.
Okay. And that's just for Child 3, because he particularly likes They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. I chose this one, Joe. There you go.
Apparently in the last term, They Might Be Giants have released like 6 albums or something like that. They just
Child 3 keeps you up to date, doesn't it?
Oh, is it 3? Just 3 albums? Oh, okay, right. Anyway, so we'll play their biggest hit. Anyway, so we've got lots and lots of friends that we've made over the 27 years that we've been doing this programme.
Yes.
And Matt Haig has got a beautiful Christmas jumper. Just describe your jumper, Matt.
Well, it's quite old, actually. So it's starting to smell because...
They Might Be Giants here on BBC Radio 2, and that was Birdhouse in My Soul. It's 5:30, and this is the final show that we're going to be doing together.
The final show?
Well, you're on tomorrow, obviously, because it's all Request Friday, and it seemed to me to make perfect sense that
this is the end.
You should be doing that tomorrow on your own. So that's what's happening tomorrow. Tonight, this is our
swan song.
I was going to say that, and then I thought, no, that's a bit melancholy. So, no, this is our swan song.
Yeah, grand finale.
Yeah, grand finale.
Climax.
Yeah, something like that. What are you going to be doing anyway next year? Do you want to tell everyone?
Oh,
obviously we've got the record store that we're
you and I have got
a
record store in Camden,
and
we're
going to
establish a chain up and down the country.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. And
I'm still going to do the film show for Five Live.
Okay, so you and Kermode are still, you're as tight as anything.
So that's going to carry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's going to carry on, and then you know there'll be other kind of entertainments.
Will there now?
Of a radio variety.
Oh, will there
on
now?
The way.
Okay.
Very
right
shortly.
Okay.
Very shortly.
Do you want to tell us now? Okay.
Well, no, not really. No, they should probably wait for the formal unveiling.
Okay, sorry, I'm being mischievous.
Safer ground, though. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be doing my show at 7 o'clock, 7 till 9, after Sarah finishes this show. And I'll be doing playing lots of new music, lots of really great old music, doing lots of arts coverage, lots
so will
of theatre.
So will it be just like your old show?
It'll be like the old
but,
show,
but even better.
But even better because
even
it's
better.
An... Yeah, we're going to do lots of arts as well. So we'll have live sessions. Hopefully, I think Hosier might be coming in. So, yeah, really, really, really great. And taxi service, of course, will still continue there.
There you go. I told you it was going to be there.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm doing it, because you told me.
Anyway, yes, that's right. Because I shall be texting in on a fairly regular basis.
Excellent. Good, good, good.
So it's 5:31, and in this studio, we still have Nina waiting to sing again. We still have Sanjeev sitting thinking, why am I here? And Matt Haig, who, as we've mentioned, has made a habit of... writing about Christmas, and with great success. So the books have been The Boy Who Saved Christmas. Now, it is sacrilege, but we are going to be leaving The Pretenders. There are loads of other times you're going to be hearing this, and no other times that you're going to be hearing Harry and Chris back on the radio. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello. Very well.
Harry and Chris have been listening to the whole show, and they construct a song just for us based on everything that they've just heard. OK?
One time only, yeah.
All right. Here we go. It's Harry and Chris's Christmas song.
Whether it's the last 7 months or 35 years,
the end of an era for millions of ears,
while it's impossible to sum up in one song,
we're honoured to be celebrating Joe and Simon's swan song.
We started off with some live music of our own.
It got us feeling good hearing Nina sing to Simone.
Matt Haig came on and he's shaking off a cold.
In the season of giving,
he's giving it to Joe.
And an email from Grace from Margate saying she's looking forward to Harry and Chris. Well, she sounds cool and fun and beautiful, and I'm looking forward to seeing her after this.
That was Harry's wife.
From Gabrielle.
Out of reach, so far. Don't leave organ loft doors ajar. Left a trail of pitch, then rearrange the organ's bits.
It took 5 years to raise the funds to get it fixed. Most of that went on hiring Ray Winstone as an organist.
Because it's Christmas, you were forgiven as well,
even if you were far from an angel, Gabrielle.
It's been 20 years of goodness gracious me.
Goodness gracious me?
Goodness gracious me. It's amazing to see the impact of that show.
But can Sanji survive while his wife's doing panto?
Though he must have felt threatened by Simon's acting range,
because he also let his inner Ray Winstone escape.
Matt Haig and Andy Burrows teamed up, coming together to form a magical mix.
The best musical duo that we've seen since Smith and Burrows, or maybe Harry and Chris.
When it came to making Christmas cocktails, we had Holly in the mix, giving us what we need.
But if you want some ingredients to warm your soul, look no further than the mixture of Basil and Mead.
Shout out Basil Mead, LCGC.
From when you two were new to bring us the new to two.
Sad to see the end of the end of days.
We've had the best songs ever, the worst confessions.
In our hearts, Joe and Simon's record store will still play. For the millions of listeners, we don't take this lightly.
We can't convey the magnitude of what they owe.
But from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you, Joe Wiley.
And for everything you've done, thank you, Simon Mayo.
When it comes to radio DJs, you two are two of the best in the business.
So from two of the best comedy rap jazz duo members...
Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Harry and Chris doing what they do. Look at that applause next door. Look at the applause. Yeah. It's crazy. When's your next show, guys? When are you next on tour?
We've got a show on Saturday, then we're starting a monthly night called Joyride in London. The new year.
All right.
Was that in London?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we debated as to what the final song should be.
There was only one option, I think, in the end. It just seemed blindingly obvious what we should do.
Should we go for it?
I think so. We should just make the point, really, that you are back tomorrow. You're doing All Request Friday.
I am.
OK, so it's been short, it's been sweet, it's been an honour, and it's been a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you for being my radio wife.
Some things in life are bad. They go-